If you were an immigrant coming to the United States around 1820, chances are you'd pass through the Lazaretto. This 200-year-old spot nestled on the Delaware River near the airport was, in many ways, ground zero for public health and homeland security back then. Today, this Georgian-style brick and wood building is still standing, but barely. For years, the Lazaretto was neglected and decaying, but as WHYY's Alana Gordon reports, a municipal project will soon breathe new life into this historic spot.
To David Barnes, the Lazaretto is as important as any Philadelphia landmark.
This place is a treasure. I can't believe that this place is still here. There's nothing like it anywhere in the country, and almost nothing like it anywhere in the world. People should be flocking here from all over just to see the site and learn about its history. And nobody knows it's here.
The Lazaretto is North America's oldest surviving quarantine center. Barnes, a professor at Penn, has spent a lot of time researching and walking around this massive brick mansion and its 5-acre campus. But it's mostly hidden here in Tinicum Township, behind a parking lot, banquet hall, and fire station.
We're now standing in front of the main building, looking out towards the river.
The Lazaretto opened in 1799 after major yellow fever epidemics ravaged Philadelphia. Boats and passengers coming into the country from all over the world had to pass through here first and be inspected. The front of the building faces the inner channel of the Delaware. Barnes says if you squint hard enough, you can almost see the parade of 19th century sea vessels that would have been sailing up and anchoring right here.
It's an unparalleled historic resource. This is almost 100 years older than Ellis Island.
If you were sick, you'd have to stay in the Lazaretto's hospital wing. A lot of people died. But Barnes says the majority got better, thanks to basic medical and nursing techniques. The Lazaretto closed in the late 1800s. It turned into a country club. But the building's been closed now for more than a decade. Its wood columns are to the point of collapse. Its porches are caving in. At one point in the late 90s, the site was almost turned into a parking lot for an airport. This outraged Herb McCombie, now chair of a Lazaretto Preservation Group. He's also an engineer who works for the township.
That's like taking a beautiful statue and crushing it and saying it's of no worth.
McCombie helped convince the township to buy the property. Long story short, they wanted to do something with it. Preservationists got involved. But for years, they didn't have the cash. Patrick McCarthy is a commissioner with the township. He says they hit a major turning point last year when the township reached an agreement with Philadelphia over airport revenue. That's opened up a whole new stream of funding for the community.
Well, that gives us a steady stream of income. We couldn't justify just spending money that we didn't have.
With another $1 million or so coming in annually, McCarthy says the township finally has the funding to move the Lazaretto project forward. They've hired an architect, and last month they firmed up a contractor. Actual construction and preservation work is slated to begin any day now.
We want to make that the centerpiece of the community township and then spread out from there with the other projects that we have to revitalize the Tinicum Township.
The township plans to move its municipal offices into the Lazaretto. It also hopes to put in a museum and make better use of the riverfront. But city leaders and historians aren't the only ones looking forward to the rise of the Lazaretto. Ghost hunters like Rebecca Brumble are psyched.
It is one of my favorite places, yes. It's totally haunted.
The Lazaretto has attracted attention from all over for its supposed paranormal activity. The sci-fi show Ghost Hunters recently filmed an episode there. Commissioner McCarthy, whose office will be in the building, isn't too worried about this reputation.
I know that one of the commissioners is he'll never go in the basement again, shall we say. I won't mention any names, Tom. But yes, that doesn't bother me. If they want to sit down and talk, I'll talk to them.
If all goes according to schedule, McCarthy and the other commissioners' offices in the Lazaretto should be open for visitors, dead or alive, around this time next year. I'm Alana Gordon, WHYY News.